When I first started out in course creation, the general advice was to give your best content away for free. You used to hear that a lot, but that was back in 2013-ish, and it was a really different time, and particularly when it came to selling online courses and digital products. And to put it into context, my marketing podcast at the time was one of the top marketing podcasts in the UK. It stayed at the top for a good couple of years. It would be so much harder to achieve that now because there's so many more podcasts and there's so many more business and marketing podcasts. The market is just so much more saturated. So what I'm really saying here is that if you are creating an email lead magnet specifically to sell a specific online course or digital product, you've got to really be sharp and strategic about it because there is so much more competition. And whatever it is that you're selling, whatever the transformation is or the outcome, there's likely to be someone else out there or multiple people out there with free or paid digital resources. So you've got to be really smart about it. And that's what we'll get into in this episode. I'm Janet Murray. I'm a business strategist, copywriter, and online course creator. And over the last decade, I've generated hundreds of thousands of pounds in sales of digital products, including online courses, ebooks, memberships, planners and journals, templates, you name it. I've probably sold it online. I've also helped hundreds of clients create and launch online courses. And I use my strategic copywriting skills to write courses for other people and also launch content too. I created this podcast series to help you navigate some of the overwhelm around online course creation and sales because I learned a lot of things the hard way. And in this first season in particular, I'll be sharing all the things I would do differently if I was starting out again with my online course creation and passive income journey, so you can avoid making some of the mistakes that I did and save yourself a lot of time and money in the process, I hope. So make sure you subscribe in your favourite podcast app so you don't miss an episode. So what do I mean when I say you need to be much sharper and much more strategic when it comes to email lead magnets nowadays? Nowadays, that sounds like, I don't know, what does that make me sound like? But anyway, what I mean is, and actually it might be better to share with you an example of one of my first lead magnets. So when I first started out, I was teaching how to get press coverage and PR, not really out of choice, just because that's what people were keen to pay me to help them with. So it really made sense to go with that. And I remember one of my very first lead magnets was something to do with how to get press coverage. And it was just like general tips. And I look back now and I think, I can't believe anyone downloaded it. I mean, it was helpful, but it wasn't particularly specific. And I think the reason I did get downloads because, well, it was probably because there weren't that many people out there doing what I was doing at the time. I didn't have as much competition. I really don't think it would wash now. Two things, actually. If I was doing a course around that topic now, and if I was restarting my journey, I think what I would do is not do a general course on how to get press coverage, which covers all the different aspects. I would probably hone right in on press releases. I'd probably use the process that I've already shared many times in this podcast. I'd start with a one-off class or webinar, probably on how to write press releases, because that was the thing people used to ask me all the time. Sell them what they want, give them what they need. I personally knew that press releases wasn't really what, or how to write press releases wasn't really what people needed. But if I could get people into my training, I could give them what they really needed, including how to write press releases. So press releases was one of a number of modules in my first online course. I probably nowadays would just start with that press release one. And if I was thinking about a relevant lead magnet for that, I probably would give people a press release template. And you might be thinking, but then aren't you giving away the paid content of the course? Well, actually, you could give someone a template and the structure, but they're still going to have questions. So you're giving them something useful, something that they might be able to go away and draft a press release with, and they might do a better job and be able to turn things around quicker. However, it's very likely that they're going to want to ask questions like, you know, is this the best type of header? Is this the best way to start? Or, you know, should that paragraph be there or there? So you're giving people something helpful, something that they can use and they can implement straight away. And it's going to help them. It's going to save them time, but they're probably still going to have questions. And of course, the answer to those questions and the support that they really need about the kind of content side of it is going to be inside your training. So that's probably how I would approach it now. And what it really boils down to is just one really simple piece of advice that, if you remember nothing else about lead magnets for online courses and digital products, just remember this. It's so simple that you'll probably think it's too simple, it can't be that easy, but it really is. The key thing is to try and use something that is inside your course. So a template, checklist, some kind of really useful and crucially implementable information. So that's why when the printables can work really well, is to give something that away for free that is in your course. Now, you might think this sounds a bit mad. I'm going to give you another example from a client that I recently created a course for. So Josephine, she's a therapist and she has a big community for therapists and counsellors to help them grow their businesses. Now, I work with her on a course, which she could have created herself because she's created lots of courses, but she wanted to do it quickly. And this course was how to find your next five clients. Now, as we were building that out and planning it, we very strategically decided that one of the templates, or I suggested that one of the templates would be used as a lead magnet. And so the course was how to find your next five clients, really desirable outcome, you know, in most industries. Actually, most people want more clients and they want strategies and they want to know how and to be able to do it quick as well. And inside that training, we already knew we were going to have a checklist of ways to get clients fast. So, and there was a list of ideas if you need to get clients in the next 30 days, there's a list of ideas for 60 days and 90 days. So we knew that that was going to be a really valuable resource, something that somebody could download, and they're definitely going to get some good ideas and things that they can go off and try. And for some people, that might be enough. That might be what they need. And that's great. And they, you know, we don't want to be selling courses to people who don't need our stuff, you know, because they're not going to give you great testimonials or rave about you. But somebody who has downloaded your freebie, and even if they decide not to go forward with it, but they found it useful, you know, they will rave about you. So that's still a positive thing. So to date, that particular lead magnet has had more than 1,000 downloads and has led to, well, it's multiple tens of thousands of sales of that particular course. And it's because it's so directly linked to the end goal, the product that you want to sell. So something I often talk about when people are saying to me, oh, I've got this lead magnet and I'm getting people onto my list, but they're not buying my course. When I look at things, the lead magnet is often not closely aligned enough to the product that they want to sell at the end. And I call it like a handbrake turn. So you might have a free lead magnet, which is something to do with their professional accreditation. So it might be a template for something that they have to do every year in order to be professionally accredited as a counselor or therapist or something like that. So it is relevant, but it's not to do with getting clients, if that makes sense. So that kind of lead magnet might be great for getting people on your list, but not for that product. And that's what I call a kind of handbrake turn lead magnet. So the more closely aligned you can get your lead magnet to the product you actually want to sell, and you can't get any more closely aligned than giving people a resource out of your actual course, then the better the sales you're going to see. And I've seen that consistently with myself and with clients that I've worked with. So I hope that's helpful. As I say, it's almost that principle, so simple, you think it can't be that simple, but it really is. Like, start with the course that you want to sell and make sure that the lead magnet that you're using to build your leads, to attract people who might be interested in buying that product and nurture them, is super closely aligned to it. In fact, the ideal scenario is it's something, it's a template, it's a handout, it's a checklist, it's something that is inside that course, because then you're giving people a bite. They're like getting an experience of what it might be like to work with you. They're getting to interact with your resources and see your expertise and see that they like your style, but you're only giving them part of the puzzle. In the next episode, I'm going to talk about something else I get asked about a lot in relation to online course creation. How do I choose a topic for my course, one that's going to sell? Interestingly, a lot of what I'm sharing in this podcast series is things I think I did wrong. Actually, this is one thing that I think I actually got right from the start. So hopefully that will be helpful for you and avoid you making too many mistakes. See you in the next episode. So the most common reason people get stuck with online courses, and in some cases never get around to creating an online course at all, is because they're overwhelmed by the tech, or they're overwhelmed by the tech they think they need but don't actually need. And they think that they can't launch an online course unless they have a fancy membership site, or they invest in extra platforms or tools. And the truth is, you don't need any of this stuff to launch an online course. The problem is, there's a whole industry that's been built that's designed to make you think you do need all of this. So I've put together a free download with my favorite low or no cost ways to host an online course. It's called 7 low or no cost ways to host an online course, and I've included the link in the show notes. And you can head over to janetmurray.co.uk/onlinecoursehosting. That's janetmurray.co.uk/onlinecoursehosting to get that free download. I've also added a link in the show notes.